Okay, today's daf of Avodah Zarah is Ayin Aleph. We'll pick it up at the Mishnah at the bottom. We got up to yesterday of Ayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah starts talking about now what things do soldiers have time to do, and does it make a difference whether it's a time of peace, whether it's a time of war? There's a parallel sugya to this over in Ksubas on Chav Zayin. Small changes in the Ritva notes differences between the answers given here versus additional answers given over there. But let's just start. Boleshes shenichnasu le'ir. So this type of it's like a military unit that comes into a city. So if it's b'shas shalom, time of peace, so they're not nervous, they have free time. So then chavios psuchos asuros. Any open barrel is going to be asur, because we're going to assume that they would have time to be menasechet. Stumos, if it was a closed bottle, mutaros. Those are going to be mutar because we see that it was closed and they didn't do anything. That's when it was what? A time of peace. B'shas milchama, but when there's a war going on, so they don't have time for any of this stuff. Eilef eile mutaros, then both the open and closed barrels are going to become mutar, mipnei lifni, because shein panai l'naseach, because they're not going to have time to, pour the wine, so we could say with a certainty that these soldiers didn't do it. Still on the top of them at Aleph, says the Gemara, Ramin Hu, I'll ask you a kasha, right? Ram, like, means to raise a contradiction, like we say in English. So Ramin Hu, same shorsh, Ir Shikav Shuha Karkom. So if you had a city where soldiers came into it, Kol Kohanos Shebesocha Psulos. Any of the Kohanos in there are Osir. Rashi says in the top line, Shin Hanim Tsaos Besocha Psulos Levalehin. So any of the women in here are going to be married to Kohan, are going to be Osir to the husbands. To Ashes Kohen Asura Afba Onis. Because even if Rahman Slan, she was raped, she's still Osir to be with her husband. Aval Ashes Yisrael Lob. The din does not apply for a woman married to Yisrael. Ho Hachid Ishas Milchamahi. It's a time of war, right? Viktani Asuros. You see, they're Osir. The Yesh Panai Levol. They have time to do Bia. So that they have time for, so why wouldn't they have time for the yain to make it into yain nesach? So Amr of Marlo Naseach Ein Panai. For that they don't have time. Livo Yesh Panai. The chiluk is like this, that they do have time because they have such a strong taiva, especially since it's b'shas milchama. They have that, right? Rashi says Lenaseach Ein Panai De Yetsa Hanisach Lo Tokif Lehu. They don't have such a strong yitzahor to pour out the wines. De Tzurim B'Machama, because they're so busy. Have a livo, but to have relations, Yesh Panai, says Rashi, De Tokif Lehu Yitzrayu. Their yitzahora will pound them. It's a time of war. Okay, so they'll make time for it, since it's because it's such a strong desire that they have. Then the Mishnah now talks about what would be the din of a goy paying taxes for a Jew. So the Mishnah says, Ha'umanim shel Yisrael, right? A Jewish worker, a craftsman, artisan, Sheshalach lehem nochri chovish shel yayin nesech bischarn, and the goy sends him as payment for the service that he did, for what he provided for him, he built for him, whatever it was. So then he sends him yayin nesech. Mutar lomar, he's allowed to say the following thing to him: Tein lanu es dameha, give me the money of it instead. I mean, I'm gonna keep the wine, just give me the value for it. Mishenich nesal reshuson oser, but once it came into the Rishus, then it's also to say so, because that'd be this, like, basically selling the wine to him and then getting hana from it. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Mutter la'adam lo'imar l'goy. A person could say to a non-Jew, Tzei v'hofes alai menas hamelech. I want you to go and, you know, make good, be mefayis, the ones who collect the taxes for me. And then I'm going to reimburse you, even if he's going to pay with the yai nesech. Rashi says, Tzei v'hafes alai menas hamelech. So it's two pshat. We'll see Rashi first, where it says, there was a tax, the Isher, they had to give a miser from their tavua, from the grains, and from their animals. Yisrael, so he has to give wine now to the melech. I want you to do it on my behalf. Right? He's going to pay up with the Yain Nesef, the Ha Yisrael Hu Parei Damei. He's going to pay him the money for it. Came to have a Mati La Saluki Li Shluche Demalka Bezuze. So he's not really functioning as a shlicha, because he didn't tell him to actually do this on his own. The goy decides he's on his own. So that's why Rashi's learning that it's a case where he's telling him to pay the taxes. The Rambam has a different pshat. The Rambam has a pshat, and this is actually quoted by in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam. So the Rambam can be found at the very end of Michael Sassurus in Perik Yud, where Yud Gimel. Melech shahay mechalek yenu la'am v'lokeach lehem domov kifi ma sheyirtzeh. So the king gives out wine from like his royal vineyard, right? This is the way he would finance the expenses for that. So then he, what's it called, make him pay. Al yoma adam lo evi kacham. So you can't say to a non-Jew, hey lecha masayim zuz v'hikanes tachtai ba'oitzer hamelech. Right? Here's 200 zuz, and I want you to go to the king's storage place instead of me. Kidei sheyikach ha'oivi kochavim hayayin shekosu b'shem Yisrael v'itan oivi kochavim damel lemelech. Right? He's going to take the wine that was supposed to be by the Jew, and then you're going to pay it on my behalf. Aval oimelob, you could say to him, hey lecha masayim zuz u'malteini min ha'oitzer. Here's 200 zuz for you, and I want you to go save me from having to go directly to the thing. So in this way, the goy is not acting as a shliach of the Jew, and that's how the Rambam learns the pshat in the Gemara, right? So Meisve, one second, we'll ask a kasha from the Braisa. Al yomer odom legoy, you're not allowed to say to him, ul tachtai leotzar, go in my place. Amalei Rav, ul tachtai leotzar, comrade, that's what you're asking me, right? You're saying my go in place. He's saying go in for me. So it's if like he's your shliach, he's doing it for you. Halodamya elaha, that's not comparable to this. Aval omer lo, if you say to malteini min haotzar, I want you to save me from the otzar, right? So in that case, that's different. Okay, then now the Mishnah discusses what's the din about selling wine to a guy, and it's actually the Gemara is going to get into in Yonah Diyoma about what types of kinyanim work for a guy. But we'll start the Mishnah, we'll get to see the Tosfos and a lot of in Yonah Diyoma this Friday, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to make a lot of kinyanim with goyim in order to do mechiras chametz. Says the Mishnah, Hamocha Yenu L'Nochri, right? You're selling your wine to a non-Jew. Posluk Ad Shlomodad. You're allowed to, if you set the price before you actually measure it up into the kalin of the goy. So in that case, Dom of Mutorim. You're going to be allowed to get Hana. It's mutter for you to that from the money, right? It's not like you're selling him wine for yain nesach, right? Because the non-Jew here purchased the wine before it became osir, right? And the money belonged to the Jew. But modod ad shelo pasuk. But if he measured the wine into the goy's kli, right, that's going to make it osir dom of asurin, right? So then in that case, before they didn't even do this before they set the price for it, then in that case, any money he's going to pay for it's going to be osir. And now the Gemara gets into the fascinating discussion about which kinyanim will work for a non-Jew. And it's interesting. We'll see. Tosos explains that really this comes up in two major cases. One is to be mafkia, the kedusha of a bechor. That's a halacha that applies nowadays as well. Even though most of us don't, we're not farmers. We don't live in such an agricultural society. But it was a reality. So the kedusha of bechor sets in automatically. The Rishonim point out in two places the kedusha takes place. Whether or not you do anything to it. Rabbi Rothwax shared this with me years ago. First of all, it comes Friday night, Kedusha Shabbos sets in, right? And also the Kedusha of the Bechor sets in regardless of whether you not do anything. So that's one case. And the other case, which we'll talk about, is about which kinyan would work, because it's a big nafkamina for how you can sell your chametz to the goy for Pesach. So it says the Gemara, Amar Ameimar, Meshicha Begoy Kona. So the Ameimar says that a kinyan Meshicha would work. Teda, and I have a riot for you. Da have a parsoi meshadre par dashne lahadade velohadibhu. Right, so they make all types of gifts, right? One another, and they're not choser on them, right? So that shows that one they made a kinyan on because they did meshicha. So Ravashi omr la'olam e'maloch. No, meshicha begoy enikona. Really, I could tell you, says Ravashi, that meshicha does not work. So what are you going to tell me? But they're not giving back the gifts. The reason why they don't go and retract the matanos, the remus ruchahu, right? They're very haughty, right? The nikita lahu, right? They don't want to make it look like they're going back on their deal, right? That's like it's disrespectful to do such a thing. So it's not that it's really their kone. It's just they have such a busha. They don't embarrass themselves. So because they think so high of themselves, they have big egos. That's why they're not going to go back. But really, says Ravashi, that Mashiach is not Kone. is not kohenim for them, right? And then the big tosis over here in Dibur Hamascha, Ravashi Om Meshicha Begoy Ein Kohenim. So skipping down 1, 2, 3, 4, like Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, 5 lines down, right? Now the Rabbeinu Tam, they link this to the famous sugi in Bava Metzia, the Machlokas Rav Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan about the Ma'os Konos or not. So says Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Afaga the Rav Ashi Basru Havi, even though Rav Ashi was the later sage and meaning, and therefore the halacha should follow halacha basroi, says Tosfos, leis hilchasok of asi bahai. No, the halacha does not follow Rav Ashi in this case. Elikai milan ka'ameimar, the amar mashicha begoy kona. Like the first opinion, the Gemara quoted of a Amemer, that really Mashicha does work. The Sphere like Rabbi Yochanan, Kedaparishas, like he calls like Rabbi Yochanan over there in the Gemara, Halachik Rabbi Yochanan, the Gabi Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, right? We pass like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish as to what exactly the types of Kinyonim work. So Tosfos makes an assumption here that whatever Kinyon works by a Jew does not work by a Goy. I'm skipping down the end was the 6 lines where it's wide. Ella, vaday sover Rabbi Yochanan dahi domos konos be Israel. Money makes a valid kinyan, deraisa. Im kain the goy mashicha kipirsh. Im kain hamakne behema legoy kedei lepoitrim in habechora. Right, so you want to make a shutfus, you want to make a partnership with the goy in order to mafkia the idea that you the bekushas bechor. Tzorech sheyim shechenu hagoy. He has to a mashicha uvekach sogi. Right, midika amar. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Midika amar sogi below kesef. Right, mihu Rashi pirish to mashicha ain a kohen a begoy el kesef. Maybe only the money works in that mashicha. The ain halach Rabbi Yochanan el kirish lakish. Mishum the rava sphere lake of ase beperik hazav. That's the gemara over there in Bava Metzia. Kino midika amar kra umasnisim masai le rib the reish lakish. So that's the discussion as to which kinyonim work. It's a machlokes the Bein Tam versus the Chachmei Sfard. Lemaisa, we do a lot of different kinyonim. You know, maybe we'll just do the Mishnah Berurah now before we get into the Gemara. Is the Mishnah Berurah discussing the kinyonim? So this is found in Simon Tuf Mem Ches Sifkot and Yud Zayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Oshim Kurenilo, right, talking about Mechiris Chametz, Uve Eza Kinyonim Koine Ha'akum, Yesh Beze Deos Bein HaPoskim. There's a lot of different machloikis in the poskim as to what would work. Yesh Mishom De Kinyon Shel Akum Hu Bekesef Davka. Some say that it only works through money. Yesh Omrim She'en Akum Koine Ela B'Meshicha, Rishuso, O B'Hagbah. Right, so maybe he has to lift it up, he has to bring it into his Rishus. So Dov She'ef Shel Hagbi is something that you're able to physically lift up. The Yeshikos owed some others, right? The Gam Shari Kinyonim Nohagim Ba'akam. Other types of Kinyonim work, Kigon, Kinyonim Ataltalin, Agav Karka, right? The Kinyagav, which is one of the things that we do with by Mechiris Chametz, the Kinyon Chotzer, the Kinyon Chalipin, the Haina Kinyon Sudar, right? Where he takes the rubs, whatever it is, his handkerchief, his gartel. El Tzorik Lizar Bezesh, he has Sudar Shalakam, it has to belong to the Goy, the Losagi, She'edi HaKinyon, Yitnu Sudorim, Israel. It doesn't work if they give it. It has to belong to himself. We're doing a king's working mitam zechi over here. The gabi akum ain din zechi. There is no zechi for the guy. The eish mefaplekin be kinyonim eluv amrim to lo metzino kinyonim el rak mi Israel. So some say even those don't work. Right? Inyan dina lechatchila bevadei tzarech lehaknos be kinyon gomer hamuskam lechule alma. We have to do something that's going to work according to. We do 6 or even 7 different types of kinyanim at the actual Mechiras Chametz, but in order to, and we explain the Ravel, the Beis Din will explain to the Goy that each one of these, based upon the Bir Halach and others, that each one of these is mutually exclusive. So in other words, if really the Kinyan Kesef is not working, then the Kinyan Agav should work. If the Kinyan Agav doesn't work, then the Kinyan Chalipin should work, etc. The Hayne be Kesef, Mashiach be Yachad. Me'achar shenogea be'isr do'raisa bal yuroi. Al kolponim b'mashicha bilvad. Right, some the mashicha, the yotze, bezeh, gam, kain, al kolponim l'rov ha'poskim. The majority hold that mashicha does work. Ava b'diyeved af. im lo mocher el bekesef bilvad o shemocher be'echa mishar kinyanim shehizkinu v'avar l'hapesach mutter. So there's no knas, we will assume that it really was, it's not chomesh avar l'hapesach, me'ach de'chomets l'achar pesach ena osur el miknasa d'rabonin, it's a din d'rabonin of chomesh avar l'hapesach v'okeim de'chomets l'achar zman yisuro b'lav hachi ena b'reshuso ela she'osa kosa ke'ilahai b'reshuso l'avar l'av v'kinyin koldehu sagi v'akoponim megali daite de'lo nichale l'apke b'reshuso. He doesn't want it, right? V'malkam she'ev shalik nois v'mashicha kigon she'achomet meruba oshay b'derech yivur l'kameh. Okay, he's going to explain that coming up. So what do we do? So there's a few things to do. When explained, first of all, the Beis Din will explain to the Gentile what exactly is chametz made from the different grains and why we're permitted to, where it's prohibited for us to own such products on the Passover holiday. And he explained we want to therefore sell it to him, and that even though we're selling it to him, if there's anything that we need, we're still retaining rights. We're renting the locations in order to make sure it's a valid sale according to halacha, but if I need to walk into my home or need to go into a room where there is, we'll even divide it up. In other words, if I have my chametz on the right side of the room, I'm still allowed to walk in. If there's chas v'shalom a chol and they need to take the chametz, or they need to destroy some of the chametz that belongs to the non-Jew that's his, and we will reimburse him for that. We'll pay him the fair market value. Everything we do is just an approximation of the value. But that's done. So we do a kinyan agav. We do a handshake with a mode on it. We do a shtar. We'll write it out in Hebrew and explain to him that even if he doesn't understand what's written on the shtar, that that he will have it translated for him. And all these different kinyan we work in order to be yotze lechol hadeas. But what a beautiful coincidence that here it is, the week of, and where the Gemara has the sugya about that on Avodah Zar Ayin Aleph. Okay. Good, so let's go weiter now. Om Ravashi, Mena Aminala. How do I know that a Kenyan Mashiach does not work for a guy? Rav Lahanchu Savoyoso. From what Rav said to these winekeepers, ki kalisu chamer legoyim, when you're measuring out the wine for the goyim, shiklu zuze minaychu v'hader kalion lehu. First, I want you to take the money from them, and then you can measure out the wine for them. V'lo nakitu b'hadaihu zuze. And if they don't have any money with them right now to pay you, so in that case, ozifunhu. I want you to first lend them the money and then take them back for them, right? So it'll be like a havo, it'll be a loan to you, and they're just repaying that. Because if you don't do it like this, it's going to become yai nesach, right? It's going to be in your reshus when you do that. And when you now take it from them, you're taking payment used for yai nesach, right? And if you're going to tell me that what, that this is again the proof from Ravashi, that if you're going to tell me that really Mashiach would work with the goy, right, an Amid Beis, midamashke goy kanye, from the moment that the goy did Mashiach, he was kone it, yai nesach lohave ad nogabe. So then it would become yai nesach until he actually touches it. So therefore, you see that the seller will be able to get the money for the wine he sold, because the time of the kinyan, it was still mutter. Right? So one says, no, that's not necessarily a good proof for Ravashi. If it's a case where the seller is measuring out the wine and pours into a kli that belongs to a Jew, right? Hachinami. Okay, right. That would make sense, right? Lo tzricha, you wouldn't need Rav to come to tell you this. Deko ka'ayo v'rami l'man degoy. The cases where he's pouring it into a kli of a goy. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. Is that's called a kinyan? You see from here, that's called a kinyan hagbo, but by pouring it into, he's holding it, right? And you're pouring it into them, right? Because if he did this, then that would make it into yai nesech, right? Even before he does the mashiach on it. So it says, sof, kimatel avira demona kanya, even when it gets into the airspace of his kli, right? He's going to be kone it, right? That works. Yai nesech lohavi admate la'arise demona. But it's not going to become yai nesech until it hits the bottom of the kli, making contact with it, right? So the kinyan happens before the wine actually became osir. You want to bring me a rai here that nitzok is a stream that's like called a chibur. That's called a connection between the two bodies of liquid, right? So meaning like this, right? If so, when the Jew's pouring the wine into the goy's kli, that flow of wine that's in contact with the yain nesach at the bottom would really make all of the wine that's being poured into it osir. So this is low. No, I'm not coming to tell you that nitzok chibur, by the pouring it is really considered to be a connection. If the goy is holding the kli in his hand, biyad hachinami, then it's true, right? He would be getting the wine before it actually becomes osur, and therefore the money would be allowed. Lo tzricha demonach ha'ara. No, it's the Rav's halacha is talking about a case where it's not in his hand, but it's on the ground, right? So in that case, since he's not holding it, there's no kinyan made before the wine becomes osur. V'tikni le'e kelav. So one second, let the kelim of the goy acquire it from the moment that it comes into the space. So shma amino, you see from here, kelav shalokeach b'rshus mochir lokan lokeach. If you have the kelim that belong to lokeach, but the mochir has them, so then the lokeach is not going to be the lokeach is the seller is not going to be kona them, right? The buyer's not getting them. So really, it happens to be machlokis, but it's not answered. So more says lo. La olam e malach, like I say this, kana lokeach. Really, the one who's buying does get the wine in this case. So what's the case we're talking about where the wine becomes osur before it's actually being owned by the goy? Kigon de ika akavas yain ba apume de chuzanto. There's like a little bit of wine on like the lip of it, like on the mouth of the thing, right? The kama insichle, and like a little bit each part becomes in contact with it. So that's why Rav told these shakers they have to take the money first, because that little bit that's touching on the lid of the thing's called is a kuzanta, is like a jug, right? So one second, who's this going like? Who's Rav working within? Lo k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it cannot be like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Why? The Rav Shimon ben Gamliel ha'omer yimocha kul l'nochrim chutz midmei yai nesach shabo. He says that the yai nesach came mixing with the other one, they could be sold except for the actual value of it that's in there. So according to that, it comes out to be mutter except money for the wine that's poured into the goy's kli, and the halacha follows this opinion of Shimon Gamliel, right? So then it can't be that Rav is working with that, right? Midi hu taima el Rav. So really, it's like this: Pshat and Rav, Omer Rav, halacha krim Shimon ben Gamliel, chovis bechovis, avalo yain beyain. So he clarifies. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said his din with a chovis, one barrel that he came with another barrel, but it's not with wine. It's in the same barrel. So in other words, you want to explain that Rav's going against the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that's not a problem. You can't prove from this that a goy does not acquire it with a Mashicha. Semesve, one second. We ask another kasha on a Meimar. Halakech grutos min hagoyim umotz behen avoyde zara. Person bought these like broken vessels, right? They're made of gold or silver, and he finds in them some type of avoyde zara. If before he gave over the money, right, so then yachzer, he can go back and return the avodah zarah to the goy. However, but at first he gave the money to the goy, then in that case he's not going to be able to give it back, because he can't be mevatel the avodah zarah, because the Jews don't believe in it anyway. So yolich liyam hamelech. So therefore he has to take and throw it into the yam hamelech. And if you're going to tell me no, that the Mashiach works, right, like the Meimer wanted to say, so then a Mayachazir, why is he allowed to return it once he did a Mashiach on it, right? It's his. So Amrabai Mishum de Mechaze ki Mekach Tos. No, the reason why he's allowed to return it, because it looks like a Mekach Tos. He really, he never wanted to purchase a Avodah Zarah, so that's why he's allowed to go back and return it. Omarava, Reish Mekach Tos, Seifa Laf Mekach Tos. So Rav says, one second, in the case where he paid the money, he can't give it back. So what the first one was, the Reisha is a Mekach Tos, but the second one isn't? No. El Omer Rava, it's like this. Reisha v'Seifa Mekach Tos. They're both a Mekach Tos, the Reisha and the Seifa. Reisha, de lo yachiv zuze lo michaze kavoy de zara biyad Yisrael. But in the Reisha, where he didn't give him the money yet, so it doesn't look like the Jew is holding on to the avodah zara. However, the Seifa, the yachiv zuze, he already gave the money michaze kavoy zara biyad Yisrael. In that case, it looks like he's holding on to the avodah zara. So therefore, that's the case where he has to throw it away. There's a Rashi here. One second. L'chihod reshok yazuzei michzei kemand and mezabin levodah zar dami. Yeah, that's the Rashi. Okay, so then the Gemara goes against Rav Ashi's opinion that he can't make a kinyan mashicha. Amr le Mar Keshisha bereid Rav Chizda Rav Ashi. So Mar Keshisha was one of the two sons of Rav Chizda. They both called Mar. So you had Mar Keshisha and you had Mar Yenuka. So Yenuka means the young one. So there's a discussion as to who's really the older one. So Tosfos says that Mar Yenuka was really the older one, but he just called Yenuka because he was born when Rav Chizda was still young, and Mar Keshisha was born later on when Rav Chizda was elderly, advanced in age. Interesting. Okay, so Tashma. Hamocher Yenu Lenochri. If you're selling your wine to a non-Jew, Posek Ashla Modod, and you fix the price before you did the Medida, before you measured it out to him, meaning giving over, Sadam of Mutarim. In this case, the money that's paid for is Mutar, because the wine was kinda was acquired by the goy before he paid for it. V'i amra meshicha begoy ein a konin. And if you're going to tell me the meshicha is not konin, am I dam mutarim? So why is the money allowed? Right? Hach mayaskina, what are we talking about? Da akdim le dinar. A case where, says Rav Ashi, he gave, the goy gave him the money in advance before the measuring, and so far he did a kinyan kesef on it, right? See, hachi, one second, if that's true, aim a seifa. So let's look at the seifa for a second. Modad ad shlo posuk, if he measured the wine into the kli of the nanju, right, that would make it osur, right? And then, before they set the price, dom osur. It's osur, the money, right? The e dekadim le dinar, but if he paid the money in advance, amai dam of asurin. So then why should the money be asur in such a case? So Amar Leh, so Rav Ashi says back, l'didoch, to Amar Meshicha begoy koine, but according to you, they say that the Meshicha works, amai reisha dam of mutarin, v'seif dam of asurin. So why is there a chilik? We're in the reisha that it's allowed, and in the second case it's asur. El ma'i islach l'meimah. So what do you have to say? There has to be a chilik between the two, because there's a different halacha. In one case it's mutar, in one case it's asur. So it's like this. Pasuk, when the Jew set the price, right? Som chedaite. So the goy is now relying on him that it's not going to go back on that, and therefore, like, the conclusion was done by the Meshicha. But in the case of lo pasuk, where they didn't set the price yet, lo som chedaite, therefore he didn't really rely on him, and he doesn't know, so therefore it's not really a complete sale yet. Lididi nami. So then, according to me, also af agad the kadim le dinar. Even though he pays him the money in advance, pasuk when they set the price, somcha daite. Okay, so the goy relies upon that. Lo pasuk, but they didn't yet set the price. Lo somcha daite. And therefore, he's not relying on him that the sale might be canceled. He doesn't know. They didn't set the price yet. Okay. So amr le ravin lervashi tashma. The Omer of Chia bar Abba, Omer of Yochanan, Ben Noach, Enanju, Ben Noach, Neherag al Pachos Misheva Pruta. So we see, we know that at least for the Sheva Mitzvos, actually according to everybody, of all Sheva Mitzvos, they are Chayiv Misa for them. Okay, maybe Machlokes Ramban in Rambam. Okay, but let's just say Pasha right now for stealing, which is what we're talking about over here. All right, so if it's less than a Sheva Pruta, so they are killed for this. V'lanitan lehishavon, right? And you can't do a hashava on it. They can't pay it back. There's no thing to. So why is that, by the way? Why are they chayav this? It's a machlokas Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi says, Ben Noach, four lines up from the bottom. Shegozel es Yisrael pachos misheva pruta. So if he steals from a Jew less than a sheva pruta, Afagab the Gabi Yisroel Lav Mamonahu, when a Jew does it, he's not chayav for less than a Sheva Pruta. That was the whole thing by Dor HaMabel, that they would bedavka steal pachos mishava pruta, that way the Beis Din couldn't be tovei them the money, right? Rashi says, and this is the kruad, the mochli alei, he's moichalit, gabe goy mamonahu ben noach nitztava al hagezel besanhedrin daf nun zay, okay, nun vav, azhor shalahen zuhi misosun ve'ein tzrichin hasra. So according to Rashi, it's a din that the Jew is moichalit, but he can't be moichalit on the goy. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam says that Shirim are de'oraisa. So from the, it's not a question of mechila or not. According to the Rambam, Shirim only apply to Bnei Yisrael, right? There's a tremendous chumra for this also. We normally talk about what age that a Jew is chayiv in onshin. For a goy, that might be different. It might be a tremendous chumra. It could be chayiv, you know, like a bar mitzvah age for a goy. It could be less than that because Yud Gimel Shonim is a shir. Shir Mershaych only to Klal Yisrael. But for goy, it's not. So that's the machloikis Rashi and Rambam over here as to why the goy is chayiv misa. According to Rashi, it's a din of mechila. According to Rambam, it's what's it called? It is, according to the Rambam, it's a din in Shirim. Okay, so let's go back again. Right, Omer Yochanan ben Noach, Neher agal pachas mishav ha-pruta, v'lo yitol nehishovan, you can't be do hashov on that. V'i, here's the kash, v'i amrad meshicha begoy eina kone, amai neharag. One second, he didn't do anything that's a legally significant thing by stealing him. So it's really, he wasn't kone, so it really remains in the possession of the owner. So when it says, no mishum ditzare li Yisrael, he's chayev mis, because the tsar that he caused the yid by stealing that, even though, through technically speaking, the halachas of kinyan, the ganav didn't get it, the goyish thief didn't get it, but nevertheless, he's chayav because of the tsar that he caused the yid. Okay, we'll mirtz Hashem stop here. Maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow to discuss how to speak out more of this machlokas Rashi and the Rambam as to nafkaminas between the two different reasons as to why the ben Noach would be chayav for pachas mishav pruta. Okay.